If I had to push you both to stock pick this rather glum Monday evening, Nathan, is there anything that you would like to buy or where you feel, if not great confidence in, just at least an area where you think there might be some benefits to be had?
Julieta, you know, I'm going to be boring and call Amazon again. Results were out this week. You know, it was sold up heavily. It was sold up 8% yesterday, you know, because the results did disappoint. They're spending $4 billion in their own business, $4 billion in addressing coronavirus, in other words, and safety procedures and things for them. So I think the cost of doing business has just gone up because of the coronavirus. You know, healthcare or employee healthcare, and not a lot of businesses are going to be able to survive this. So I think, you know, their size affords them to be able to spend this type of money. And I think in a year or 2 years' time, you know, they're going to be even stronger than where they are right now.
Yeah. Okay. And Chris, how about you?
No, I'm going to be even more boring. I'm going to say I'm going to still be sitting on my hands. I mean, you could go for stocks like AstraZeneca, for example, because if you're confident that Oxford University is going to create a vaccine for this coronavirus in the next few months. But, you know, that is a big bet. So I'd be steering away from that. So now at this point in time, as we said earlier, I think what we're seeing now is a rally in a bear market, and I think we've got more downside to come. So I think I'd just be holding fire at this point in time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to mention a share that I'm quite interested in. It's called Tractor Supply. I came across a fascinating FT article today talking about how backyard farming has boomed in the US. Everyone's getting into chickens and co-ops and self-sufficiency. It's a back to their land movement. So that is something that I am going to put on my watch list. And we'll see how we fare. Perhaps we'll compare notes in a couple of months' time. Nathan, Chris, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to have you both with us. Nathan Nyers from Sasson Securities, independent analyst Chris Gilmore with us too. And just a reminder that Equites, the property company, is out with annual results tomorrow. And you can tune in for that. It's a live broadcast of that presentation at 9 a.m. on BVTV. In the meantime, have a good evening.